Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The psychological distress caused by rejection can be as real as physical pain. And as David Sue, research assistant professor of psychiatry at the University of Michigan, explains, the brain takes a similar approach to both types of pain.
We recently published a study showing that the brain releases chemicals called opioids during social rejection. In other words, when someone says that they don't like you. To give you some background, the brain has natural painkillers called opioids that are released when you are in physical pain. In our study in 18 healthy adults, we showed that opioids are also released when study subjects are given information that they are not liked by others. This finding suggests that the brain uses opioids to help ease social pain. The function of opioid release during social rejection is likely a protective mechanism to help you recover from feeling hurt after social rejection, much like opioids are released to help you recover from physical injury. You may ask, why would the brain use opioids to cope with both physical and emotional pain? Well, if you think about the most emotionally painful experiences you've ever had, they are likely to have a social component to them. For example, a romantic breakup or divorce, loss of a loved one, social isolation, and so on. Therefore, it makes sense that the brain would have a system that treats social pain as threatening as physical pain. In other words, social acceptance into groups and intimate relationships may be just as important for survival as avoiding physical injury. Interestingly, we also found that opioids are released during social acceptance, when someone says that they do like you. It is likely that your brain's opioids help you recover from social pain as well as mediate the rewarding experiences of social acceptance.
That was David Sue of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.